The report from the nonpartisan public consulting group based in Boston examines the impact of Utah's options: no expansion, full expansion, or partial expansion of Medicaid. Each option requires some investment by the state. Full expansion would provide coverage to all individuals with incomes up to 138% of the poverty level. The report finds that initial cost to the state would be offset by tax revenue and savings to aid programs, with total savings estimated at $131 million. Lincoln Nehring, senior health policy analyst at Voices for Utah Children, says this bolsters the case that Medicaid expansion is affordable for the state.
What I hope this does is allows us to move forward and understand that we can use those Medicaid dollars to form a Utah solution to do this. But there's no excuse not to do the Medicaid expansion. And the question now should be, well, how do we do the expansion? And there are a lot of different ways we can do that.
The total cost would increase for the state over time, however. That's in part why Utah's Republican-controlled legislature has opposed a Medicaid expansion. Governor Gary Herbert's office has emphasized that this report is only one part of the overall review and analysis before he makes his decision expected this fall. The governor's Medicaid expansion work group has been tasked with exploring the options and sharing its findings with Herbert. At the work group's meeting, the public was given the opportunity to give testimony. Von Davis read a letter from the Consumer Advisory Board for 4th Street Clinic, a homeless health organization.
As you work together on this issue, we ask that you remember our lives. We aren't asking for anything special. We just want to be able to see a doctor when we are sick, and our only path is with Medicaid.
The report did not quantify the benefits or savings from improved health as a result of more citizens being insured. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.